Intestacy laws in Georgia. Intestacy refers to the condition of an estate of a person who dies without a valid will or other binding declaration. In Georgia, intestacy laws, also referred to as laws of intestate succession, come into play, determining how the deceased's assets are distributed. These laws are effectively Georgia's default estate plan for individuals who do not have an estate plan of their own. Intestacy statutes are found under Title 53 of the Georgia Code and are designed to distribute the decedent's estate to the closest living relatives in a manner that the state presumes most people would desire if they had a will.
The importance of a will and the consequences of dying without one in Georgia. A will is a legal document that outlines how a person wants their property and affairs handled after their death.
Dying without a will in Georgia means you lose control over who inherits your assets. The state's intestacy laws will determine the heirs to your estate, which might not align with your personal wishes.
Furthermore, the absence of a will can lead to family disputes, lengthy court procedures, and additional emotional and financial stress for loved ones. Overview of the probate process for intestate estates in Georgia.
In the case of intestacy, the probate process involves the appointment of an administrator, typically a close relative, who is responsible for managing and settling the estate according to Georgia's intestate succession laws.
Determining the heirs, the hierarchy of inheritance.
Under Georgia's intestacy statutes, which can be found in Title 53 of the Georgia Code, there is a specific order of priority that determines who the heirs of the estate are. The hierarchy typically starts with the closest relatives and moves down the line.
1. Spouse and children.
In Georgia, if the decedent is survived by a spouse and children, the spouse shares the estate equally with the children, but the spouse's share may not be less than a 1/3 share.
2. If no children. If there are no children, the spouse inherits the entire estate. 3. If no spouse. If there is no surviving spouse, the estate is divided equally among the children. 4.
Parents. If there are no surviving spouse or children, the decedent's parents will inherit the estate.
5. Siblings. If the parents are deceased, the estate is divided among siblings.
6. Extended family. If there are no immediate family members, the inheritance goes to the next closest category of relatives, such as nieces, nephews, or cousins.
Spousal rights and inheritance in the absence of a will.
In Georgia, the surviving spouse has significant rights under intestacy laws. Additionally, the spouse is entitled to a year's support from the estate, which is a separate provision from the inheritance and is intended to provide for the spouse's living expenses during the administration of the estate.
Children's inheritance rights under Georgia law. All biological children have inheritance rights, and legally adopted children are treated the same as biological children under the law.
However, stepchildren do not automatically have inheritance rights unless they have been legally adopted by the decedent.
How the probate court distributes assets without a will.
The process begins when an interested party files a petition to open the probate of the intestate estate. The court then follows a set of legal procedures outlined in Georgia's intestacy statutes to determine the rightful heirs and how the assets should be allocated among them.
The probate court in Atlanta will
1.
Determine the validity of any claims to the estate. 2.
Appoint an administrator, also known as a personal representative, to manage the estate.
3. Oversee the inventory and appraisal of the estate's assets. 4. Ensure the payment of the decedent's debts and taxes. 5. Distribute the remaining assets according to the hierarchy of heirs established by Georgia law. Appointment and duties of a personal representative for an intestate estate.
In the absence of a will, the probate court appoints a personal representative to handle the estate.
The duties of the personal representative include
1. Gathering and safeguarding the assets of the estate.
2. Providing an inventory and valuation of the estate's assets to the court.
3. Paying valid debts and expenses of the estate, including taxes.
4.
Distributing the remaining assets to the heirs as directed by the court.
5. Filing necessary reports and accounting with the probate court.
The personal representative must perform these duties diligently and in good faith, as they are accountable to the court and the heirs of the estate.
Resolving disputes during the intestate probate process.
Disputes can arise during the intestate probate process, often due to disagreements among heirs about asset distribution or the actions of the personal representative. When such disputes occur, the probate court steps in as a neutral party to resolve the issues according to Georgia law. The court may
1. Hear objections to the appointment of the personal representative. 2. Address challenges to the inventory or valuation of assets. 3. Resolve disputes regarding the legitimacy of debts or claims against the estate. 4. Determine heirship if there is uncertainty or contention among potential heirs. 5. Make decisions regarding the final distribution of assets.
How Georgia law treats separate versus marital property in intestacy. When it comes to intestacy, Georgia law does not distinguish between separate and marital property as some other states do. Instead, all assets owned by the decedent at the time of death are subject to distribution under intestacy laws, regardless of whether they were obtained before or during the marriage. The treatment of unclaimed or escheated estates in Georgia. If no heirs can be found or if the decedent has no living relatives by blood or marriage, the estate is subject to escheat to the state.
This means that the assets of the estate will become property of the state of Georgia.
The escheat process is a last resort and occurs only after a diligent search for qualified heirs proves unsuccessful.
Special considerations in Georgia intestacy cases.
The impact of debts and taxes on intestate estates. In Georgia, before any distribution to heirs, the estate must pay all valid debts, expenses of administration, and taxes. Rights of surviving relatives not directly accounted for in intestacy laws. Distant relatives or those not directly accounted for in the intestacy statutes may still have an opportunity to claim a portion of the estate.
The benefits of drafting a will and estate planning.
Estate planning goes beyond drafting a will, encompassing a range of tools to manage your assets both during your life and after your death.
It can include
1. Instructions for your care if you become incapacitated before you die.
2. Naming a guardian for minor children. 3. Providing for family members with special needs without disrupting government benefits. 4. Minimizing taxes, court costs, and unnecessary legal fees. 5. Including life insurance, retirement accounts, and other financial products to provide for your family after your death.
Trusts and other estate planning instruments to circumvent intestacy. In Georgia, trusts can be used to manage assets during your life and distribute them after death according to the specific terms you set forth.
1.
Revocable living trusts. Allow you to maintain control over the trust assets during your lifetime and provide for the transfer of those assets after death without the need for probate.
2. Irrevocable trusts. Generally cannot be altered once they are established, providing potential tax benefits and protection from creditors.
3.
Special needs trusts. Designed to benefit individuals with disabilities without affecting their eligibility for government assistance. When to consult a probate attorney for an intestate estate. Legal counsel should be sought immediately following the death of someone without a will to understand the implications and responsibilities.
Attorneys can also assist in prioritizing and settling debts, setting up guardianships for minor heirs, clarifying asset distribution in blended families, resolving potential conflicts among heirs, and handling property located out of state. The complexities of intestate succession are navigated with ease when a probate attorney is involved.
Compassionate legal assistance. Quality representation from Trace Brooks Law.
Top-rated Atlanta probate attorney Trace Brooks of Trace Brooks Law is equipped to assist families and individuals as they seek clarity regarding intestacy and the probate process. If you find yourself in need of assistance or simply have questions about Georgia's intestacy laws and how they may impact your situation, consider reaching out to Trace Brooks Law for guidance and support tailored to your unique needs.
Call 404-492-9559 today to schedule a consultation.